I'm Brian Gottstein, and this is the Daily Signal top news for Tuesday, April 10th. Here are today's headlines. A new groundbreaking study from British pediatrician Dr. Hilary Cass confirms that many children showing sudden onset gender dysphoria are actually suffering from other mental health diagnoses, not true gender dysphoria. Sarah Perry, a senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation, wrote about the findings for the Daily Signal. The report's findings go against the idea that so-called gender-affirming care for mentally ill children is necessary and life-saving. Cass's research instead reveals that children who think they're transgender more often have mental health issues stemming from a difficult family situation or domestic abuse. They're also more likely to have neurological issues or be on the autism spectrum. Cass reveals that so-called gender-affirming medical interventions wouldn't remedy any of these psychological issues. Instead, using such interventions would mean turning a blind eye to the actual underlying psychological distress with which gender-confused children often struggle. Cass's report reveals that mental health therapy is the best approach for gender dysphoric children. Rather than rushing to put them on cross-sex hormones or puberty blockers, or even performing mutilating and irreversible surgeries. Her report also warns that if children are permitted to choose a gender other than their biological sex, instead of receiving the necessary treatment for their underlying mental health issues, they'll experience significant psychological repercussions. Cass's report on gender dysphoria was the second such study to be released in 10 days. A Dutch study of 2,700 children revealed that a significant majority of gender-confused children grow out of that feeling by the time they're full-grown adults. This newly published research tracked adolescents for over 15 years and found that gender confusion in children drastically decreased over time. Republican Idaho Governor Brad Little signed a bill into law that prevents teachers and college professors from knowingly and intentionally addressing a minor by a name or pronoun that doesn't align with the student's actual sex. The pronoun legislation applies to K-12 schools and colleges in the state. Democrats, however, opposed the bill. According to the Idaho Capital Sun, Democrat State Senator Mary Shea said that the bill may seem harmless, but it's going to be used as cannon fodder for litigation the first time an Idaho citizen is denied rights or privileges because of the law. According to the news outlet The Hill, the law also protects school staff from adverse employment action if they decline to call a child by his or her name if they choose to go by a name of the opposite sex. Matt Sharp, senior counsel for the Religious Liberty Legal Organization Alliance Defending Freedom, said on Tuesday, "No one should lose their job or face punishment at school for declining to say something they believe is false." U.S. Secretary of Education Miguel Cardona wouldn't answer a question at a congressional hearing on Wednesday if there are physical differences between men and women. Legislators at the House Appropriations Committee hearing were discussing a ruling by the National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics that only biological females can compete in women's sports. Cardona initially refused to discuss the topic, according to the Daily Caller, because he said his department is currently engaged in the related rulemaking process. However, Maryland Republican Representative Andy Harris continued to question him on the subject. "Would you agree that Title IX was necessary to help establish women's sports because women can't fairly be expected to compete on biological male teams?" Harris asked. Cardona agreed that was the reason for the creation of Title IX. "Would you agree that women are physically different from men?" Harris then asked. "I see where you're going with this," Cardona responded without answering the question. He then said, "I'd love to talk about how we can work together to support the students," but he wouldn't answer yes or no after Harris asked him the question a second time. Former President Donald Trump said on Wednesday that an Arizona law that prohibits most abortions goes too far, and he called for it to be changed. He said that despite his opposition to this particular law, he supports the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. "It'll be straightened out, as you know. It's all about states' rights," the former president said, according to the Associated Press. He said he was sure that the governor and everybody else was going to come back to reason and take care of it quickly. An Arizona Supreme Court ruling on Tuesday could lead to the enforcement of an 1864 law that bans abortion at all stages of pregnancy, with no exceptions for rape or incest. It would only allow abortions in the case where a mother's life is in jeopardy. Trump also said on Wednesday that he wouldn't sign a federal abortion ban if he's elected president. And that'll do it for today's episode. Thanks for listening to the Daily Signal's top news. If you haven't gotten a chance, be sure to check out our morning show right here in this podcast feed, where we interview lawmakers, experts, and leading conservative voices. Join us tomorrow morning for the Daily Signal interview edition. And also, make sure you subscribe to the Daily Signal wherever you get your podcasts, and help us to reach more listeners by leaving a 5-star rating and review. We read all of your feedback. Thanks again for listening. Have a great night, and we'll be back with you all tomorrow morning.
The Daily Signal podcast is made possible because of listeners like you. Executive producers are Rob Bluey and Kate Trinko. Hosts are Virginia Allen, Brian Gottstein, Mary Margaret Olihan, and Tyler O'Neill. Sound design by Lauren Evans, Mark Guiney, and John Pop. To learn more or support our work, please visit dailysignal.com.